Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amar Mirasi Shiyichi, the schus chayach of Fega Bas Michal Adias Basia, Arav Baruch Horst Ben Sarah Tzipora, Yonos and Chaim Ben Sivya, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chan, Rabbi Shai Ben Leah, Sheva Bas Sarah Chaya, Itamar Yosef Ben Ravid Esther, Arav Henech Dov Ben Lipsha, and this is based in the Torah of Moreno of Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. At Sukkos, we have a cheshbon with the Shivim Umos. These are the 70 bulls that we sacrifice connected to the 70 nations that are mismayit v'holech. And it's a simon kloya. It's a sign of destruction. It was man shebeis ha-mikdash ha-yakayim ha-yamegin aleim min ha-yisurim. So Rashi says this is a simon kloya, that they're going to be destroyed because they are subtracted. We go every day less, one less bull. So, poches v'holech, that's a simon klaya. And mitzad sheni, b'zman ha-mikdash, it was megin aleim, it protected them from yisurin. The beginning of this meeting with the 70 nations was through Yosef HaTzadik. Edus b'hosef samo b'tzei se'ol eretz, shemo edus b'hosef shemo b'tzei se'ol eretz mitzrayim. Edus b'hosef samo b'tzeiso al eretz mitzroyim, sifas lo yadati eshma. He appointed it in Yosef for a testimony. When he went forth against the land of Egypt, I heard a language that I did not know. That he had to be sholeit on 70 tongues, 70 languages. He had to know all these languages, Chazal tell us, when he met Paro, and Gavriel came that night and taught him. And he didn't know it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a letter, a hey, and then he was able to learn it. That's a Gemara in Soita on 36b. Eidus b'hosef, through adding an os, instead of Yosef, Yehosef. Because of the adding of an os, he was able to learn the 70 languages. And that's what it means, Svas lo yadati eshma. I heard a language that I did not know. This was on Rosh Hashanah, as we learn in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. And Rashi already brings there on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Rashi brings both the Chazal, that he went out of jail on Rosh Hashanah, and also that Gavriel taught him 70 languages. The Gemara in Sota 36b. Chazal tell us, Vayikra Rabba, Parashat Lamed Os Beis, and Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people and the Gentiles, Nichnasim Ladin, V'nechtamim B'yom HaKippur, Lo Yadin An Man Natzach, Ad Sukkos. And Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people enter into judgment, we're sealed on Yom Kippur, and we don't know who is victorious. Were we victorious, or were the Yom HaSa'olam victorious? This meeting begins on Rosh Hashanah with the Umas HaOlam, who are 70. Just like with Yosef, who left jail on Rosh Hashanah, and he learned 70 languages. Sof HaDin is on Sukkos, and we're makir of 70 parim, which are a simon klaya, a sign of their ultimate destruction, ayadeshim ismatim v'hochim, because they continuously are subtracted. Zel umazeh of the Jewish people, we see in a pasuk that it's already rooted in the Dora Flaga. As it says, Yatsev Rulos Amim, the Mispar B'nei Yisrael, that he spread out the nation 70, corresponding to the 70 souls that went down to Egypt. So the 70 nations correspond to the 70 Jews. So that was the first meeting of the Jewish people in the Golos of the nations. And this began with Yosef, as it says, Shalach lefneim ish, Ve'eved nimka Yosef, Tehillim 105:17. They sent before the man, Yosef was sold as an Eved. So we have this Indian of the 70 nations, corresponding to the 70 Jews who went down to Egypt. These 70 nations started with the Dor HaFlaga. And we have Yosef HaTzadik, who was the beginning of Galus. He was sent down first, and then the Jews joined him there in Egypt. All these 70 souls ultimately joined Yosef in Egypt, Shivin Nefesh. The Din of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Briyas Adam, is mentioned in two sources. It's mentioned in the Parsha of the Moedim, Zichro and Tehua, we have in Parshas Emor, 23:24 in Vayikra. And that's a din on the person. And we also have Yagabei Eretz Yisrael. It says in Parshas Ekev, Mereishis Hashana Ve'ad Achris Hashana. From the beginning of the year until the end of the year. That it's judged, the person's judged at the beginning of the year, as Chazal tell us, what's going to be at the end of the year, as far as rain goes, etc. The person was created to perfect himself. And that's what he's judged. He's reaching his potential. Also, it was given over to man to stamp his imprint and to rule over everything that's beneath him. The Bria in general, the whole universe, as it says, Bebria sa'adam, umalua sa'aretz v'kivshua, uredu b'digas hayam. That's our role, our purpose, is to rule over the digas hayam, the fish of the sea, over shamayim, the animal kingdom, the birds. And that's what he's judged on Rosh Hashanah. Is he doing properly? Is he properly being mashlim himself? Is he properly ruling over the animal kingdom, the world? Is man acting like man is supposed to act? Is he a higher creature? Whether or not there's rain depends on us. So it starts on Rosh Hashanah, when man is judged, how he's doing. Is he perfecting himself? Is he being Mekayim Urdubi Melu Arts V'Kivshua, Urdubi Degas Hayom, etc.? And then it concludes on Sukkos, Shenidonim Alamayim. So we judge whether or not we're going to have water. Are we going to be able to have Eretz Yisrael? Is it going to rain in Eretz Yisrael? Me'reishis Hashanah v'Acharis Shana. Rashi brings in that pasuk, Asher Hashem Elokecha Dor Rishoisa. That's the pasuk of Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bam Reishis Hashanah v'Acharis Shana. V'alo Av Kol Haratzis Hu Dorish. Doesn't he care for all the lands? As it says in Iyov 38:26. V'hamtir al eretz loish, who has cleft away for the lightning of the thunder to cause rain even on a land where no man is. God cares for all the lands. Kiviyachol, if you can say this about Hashem, Eino derech eloisa, not only Eretz Yisrael. By deyse drisha shedor shedorish kol haratz usima. And by caring for Eretz Yisrael, he cares through that for all the lands. Rashi, tamid eini Hashem elokecha ba, see what Eretz Yisrael needs. Make new dispensations for it. Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad, like we see in Rosh Hashanah 17b. May Reishis Hashanah, may Rosh Hashanah need on my Yehi B'Self, or we'll see what's at the end. So we have the din of Zichro and Tehua, and Atzmi is Briyas Adam, is he being Mashalim himself? That's Parshas Mayadim, that's the Zichro and Tehua, Din Ala Adam. Yibach Bap of Nishmas Chaim, blowing of the shofar after the blowing of godliness into man's nostrils. You see fulfilling his godly purpose, his godly nature. And also, Rosh Hashanah is mentioned the Gabay Eretz Yisrael. That's the second din. You see, leaving a proper stamp on Eretz Yisrael. So you bring down the rain to Eretz Yisrael. May Reishis Hashanah Barachas Hashanah. The beginning of the year, it's judged till the end of the year. So that din that starts on Rosh Hashanah ends on Sukkot, because that's the water. How much water is going to fall? And again, through Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the world, is the rest of the world as well. And parallel to the union of Shlitas Adam al Olam, Shebachutz, ruling the outside world, is an Yisayim within man also. Is a person's Seichel and Das the Iker that rules over his body? And that's his Divrei Rishus. Or is the guf sholeit on the seichel? What's the dominant part of man, his body or his soul? And that's the Mechemes Yetzara Tivi, the war of the natural Yetzara. And when a person's victorious in this war, that's his shlemus. When you see his stamp, even on his divrei reshus, even on matters of that are not obligations, that are voluntary. And so it was at the beginning of the Nisayon of Yosef Mitzrayim Be'enas Achutza. He was able to make his soul dominant over his body. He ran outside. Didn't let his body succumb to this seduction of Eishes Potiphar. And in that merit, since he was Sholeit on himself, Be'enas Achutza, he ran outside. He was Zelcha ultimately to rule over Mitzrayim. First, you have to be able to control yourself. And you can control the land. Mitzrayim is called Ervas Haaretz, 42:12. See in Cheskel 23:3, Besar Besar Bechamorim, Besarim, like animals they live. Just like he was Paulan himself, he was Shalat on the Chomer. He ruled over physicality. So too, he was able to be Sholeit in Eretz Mitzrayim. He ruled over his own physicality, so he can rule over Egypt. And here is the beginning of the Shlita on the 70 nations, B'koch Shlitas Yosef. Yosef ruled over their languages. Yosef had mastery over their languages, the 70 languages. So he also had mastery over the nations. God of Arishain, who called names to all the behemoths and the chayis. And this is a way of mastery. His das encompasses them, recognizes them, knows their essence, and thus is able to give them names. And Yosef, whose whole inyan is, Gilui Tzuras Adam de Kedusha, the revelation of the true form of holy man, who overcomes his Yetzer, and is not from the mundane root of the 70 languages. He wasn't able to learn these 70 languages. Until He was added to his name from the name of God. Be Yosef instead of Be Yosef. And that he learned everything in one night doesn't show how fast he understood it. He had to get the cup. Rather, this whole yediyah was included in one nekuda. This os hey. And the fact that he was able to rule over these 70 languages is because of this tosefes haos. And that's because the world was created for os hey. It's because Al tells him in Achas. Olam hazebos hey, olam habebos yud. So all olam hazeb, chol divrei rishis, olam hazeb nivrabos hey. And this is how Yosef became a ish adonai haaretz. Bereishis 42:30. He's the master of the land. In Yosef, we find the letter that is the root of the creation of the kochos haaretz. And that's what it says in Pasuk. Eidus b'Yosef sama. What is this Eidus? This Eidus is a letter from the name of Hashem that testifies in the koch of Yosef to rule over the 70 nations, Mitzrayim and the 70 nations. So we have the hey that was added. Instead of Yosef, it's Yehosef, and now you have a Yud-K, the beginning of the name. And that's an Eidus, that Yosef was able to master the 70 languages and the 70 nations as well. And that's what it says about Chiyas Yamsuf. Hayam Ra'ava Yanos. Chazal, he saw the Aron of Yosef and he ran away. That's what the Yam saw. The Yam saw the Aron of Yosef. Shekvar Shrisha Me'aral, Chama Mekomot, Shehayam Oral Chomer Belishum Tzura. Maral Melamed, that water is physicality without any form. In Dvoris Hashem, for example, in the 18th parak, say for Netzach in the 7th parak, in Chedush HaGadlus Tikkun 56b. Mayim is just chomer, it doesn't have any tzura. Whatever you put it in, that's going to be its tzura. You put it in the cup, it gets the tzura of the cup. Put it in a bowl, it gets the tzura of the bowl. Mayim doesn't have any tzura. Hayam ra vayanais. Ra reino shel Yosef vayanais. Vayanais ha'am b'pnei adon chuli aretz. What is adon chuli aretz? Hashem who created the world. Hu adon ha'yotzer ha'aretz. Uma ra'a. Ma ra'a. Ra'a aronu shel Yosef. Shehu mityachas l'midat adon kol ha'aretz. Because Yosef relates to this midah of being Adon Haaretz. Because that's what we see in Bereishis Mem Beis Lamed, that he's called Adon Haaretz. Ma ra'a ra'a aronu shel Yosef. Murder the Amra v'yanus. Nei Adon Chuli Haaretz, like it says in the Pasuk. And Yosef had this need of being Adon Haaretz. And that's why the sea split. Malach HaYam, Maaz Mispar Adam, Maaz Begamatria 45, Adam is 45. Malach HaYam, Ma is to you the sea. It's Surah of man is sealed on, is imprinted, is stamped on the sea. That's the victory of the Tzelem Elokim. And on Sukkos, that we're Nidon al Amayim, we're judged whether or not we're going to get water. We're commanded, Say Midiras Keva v'shev Midiras Aroy. Kai Arois, go out from your Dira of Keva and sit in your Dira of Aroy, in your temporary dwelling. In other words, you leave the usual dwelling that we have in the nature of the world, and we sit in the sukkah, which has Shem Shamayim on it. Like the Gemara says, Chol Shem Shamayim ala sukkah, and there's no kvius in this world. Raz mitmatim shivim haumot v'takifutam. And then there is a diminishing of the 70 nations and their power. And we leave the kviyus of the world and we sit in the sukkah, which is Shem Shamayim. We realize we're not Kevin this world, we're Kevin with Hashem. And that's what weakens the nations, that's what gives us our power. So here there's less of a hester in the world. It shows as if there's divrei rishus and that they could do whatever they want. They're in their own domain. The Mesalim have their own power. And that's usually. But like Rashi says, Rashi says two interesting things that seem to be contradictory. And it shows the Klai of the Yumos, and it also shows that to make an alem and a yisur bizman hamikdash. Bizman hamikdash, everything was in its proper place. Az megin alem. Because then they're doing their job, and then they're batal to kedusha, and they're under the adam. So if they're like doing what they're supposed to be, and they're under the adam, then it's megin alem and a yisur. And if not, it's a simon klaya. And even when it's megan aleim and yisurim, that's the simon klaya. Meaning they have no shlita. So it really always does the same thing. When there's no beis hamikdash, it's a simon klaya. When they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, when they are doing what they're supposed to be doing, bizman hamikdash kol echad al makomo. It's megan aleim because they don't have any shlita. It's megan aleim and yisurim. Because they're tachas adan aretz, that's also a simon klay. That's why there's zocher that it's megin aleim and aysurim. Dvarim amukim meod, and there's still tons more to say. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.